two second readings, item 3, 4, 5.
Adopt the allocation methodology for the local transportation infrastructure charge, establish a maximum fee, amend charge required code, and direct staff to develop additional components of neighborhood streets program.
Colleagues, this is a second reading of an ordinance. It has been previously heard and public testimony has previously been taken. Is there any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, it's a pleasure to bring this to a conclusion, as I know staff and the public have been grappling with implementing the local transportation infrastructure charge and how best to use the resources garnered from it. And I believe we've landed in a good spot and a reasonable spot. We're bringing in transportation infrastructure dollars that have been missed for decades, and we have a solid plan to invest those dollars in needed neighborhood improvements. I'm also very excited about the gravel and grading program that adoption of this item kicks off, and I look forward to working with PBOT in the months ahead to get this up and running. It's something that we need. We've needed to do ever since the city annexed East County, and it's a great example of the Bureau listening to the public during this outreach process. And now just for a few thank yous, I want to thank, first of all, thank Commissioner Fish and the Bureau of Environmental Services for your partnership and steadfast support throughout this process. This has been another great example of two bureaus, Bureau of Environmental Services and Transportation, working together and working better together on behalf of the city. I want to thank Christine Leone and PBOT for leading the team and developing this proposal. I want to thank Kurt Kruger for your efforts and assistance throughout this process. You are on the front lines with developers daily, and I know you get an earful about the local improvement charge and many other things, so keep it up. I also want to thank Matt Grum in my office for helping to keep this proposal alive and moving. And finally, a huge shout out to Ann Hill for bringing all of this together and truly listening to the public. It was a big lift and a challenging project, and I really appreciate Ann's rising to the challenge, the occasion, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for your work on this. This has been a gnarly problem throughout the time you've been on the council, and finally it's moving it forward. Thank you also for addressing the Ombudsman's and the Office of Equity and Human Rights' concern. I agree that the gravel and grading program has been desperately needed for a very long time. I do appreciate Ann Hill and Kurt Kruger, who spent a long time in my office going over all the various options with me, and I think this is a greatly improved proposal compared with what we had on the table a year or so ago. If I was the swing vote on this, I would vote to support it. But since I'm not, I am going to vote against it, because the one issue that I think is not clearly resolved yet is the issue of whether people who pay this fee are exempted if there's a future local improvement district on their street. And again, while it's better than it was before, I think that if you pay into this, you've basically done your duty, and your home shouldn't be responsible for anything in a future local improvement district for your street. So for that reason, it's a small detail, but I think it's important sometimes for the community to know that there's some reservation still. And I know, Commissioner Saltzman, that moving forward, although probably not in the next 9 months, I doubt you'll be bringing this back. But the Bureau will be willing to take another look at it as things work out. Thank you so much for your work. No.
Wheeler.
Commissioner Saltzman, thank you. One of the reasons I love being on the City Council is we don't deal with the easy stuff. We deal with the hardest stuff, and it's often thorny and complicated. We often have disagreements, but we disagree agreeably. And I know that you and the Bureau and many people have worked very, very hard on this. And I agree that the ball has been moved decisively forward So thank you very much. And there will be other issues, as Commissioner Fritz just rightly mentioned, that we're going to have to wrestle with in the future as well. Thank you so much for your work on this. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.